Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Oh, we are going to have some fun this morning. You want tickets? We got that for Kenny Chesney coming up at 7:50. We're going to ticket tag it up all day. And we're also going to qualify you to go backstage on Saturday. But first, how about some cash? $12K a day at 7:15. Think about all the possibilities. Everything you can buy with $1,000.
Good morning. It's Styles and Roman. So I'm Roman. I got a four-year-old son. And he's my world and everything. You hear me brag about him all the time and talk about him all the time. But like, there's a couple things the past couple days, actually. Two days ago, I went to my neighbor's house. They had a new baby, so we brought over a gift for the baby and also his big brothers now. And Tristan had a ball playing with the kids. Well, when it was time to leave, Tristan like got really, really sad and started crying like hysterically. He didn't want to leave.
Well, is it bad parenting if you just leave your kid there?
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. So I'm like, Tristan. And so he's crying. And I mean, he was having so much fun. He was great the entire day, but he did not want to leave. So I kind of figured out, okay, you know what? How about we leave in 3 minutes, buddy, 3 minutes. And he stopped crying and he smiled. Okay. Because in a four-year-old's mind, 3 minutes is like an eternity, right? So He can go back in the playroom. He's like, guys, I could play for three more minutes. So he goes and then I leave, you know, I bring him in 3 minutes and he was actually a lot better. Yesterday, it was my sister's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Dana.
Happy birthday, Dana.
And so my niece and nephew, like, those are his best friends, Tristan's best friends. So they all have a blast together. So we're all partying, having a really good time. And it's, like, late. It's, like, 9 o'clock. And I'm like, all right, buddy, we got to leave. Same thing. Starts crying hysterically. He doesn't want to leave. Well, I'm like, you know what? 3 more minutes, okay, buddy? 3 more minutes. And he smiles again. Hey, guys, Nadia, Vani, 3 more minutes, I get to play. So I think I figured out, like, you can kind of trick the kids where, like, they don't want to leave, but you give them like a 3 minute warning and it makes it easier to swallow.
It's kind of almost like you're bribing. I mean, you're not giving him like candy or anything, but like three. I mean, imagine if you went to an adult, like one of your buddies, like, hey man, let's get out of this bar. Let's get, hey man, hey John, you got 3 more minutes.
What I'm saying, like in a 4-year-old's mind, in a little kid's mind, 3 minutes is a lot of time, you know? So 312-946-4995. I think I discovered a parent hack by doing this. We're looking for like, you know, tricks of the trade. Help me out, help you out. Let's help out all of Chicago. I'll go 312-946-4995. Good morning to Baylor from Libertyville. How many kids do you have?
I actually have 3.
You have 3 kids. Okay, so when they were younger, did you do anything to bribe or trick them?
Absolutely. That's part of parenting.
All right, well, tell us this morning. What did you do?
Well, one of my daughters was actually going through this phase in middle school where she loved to dye her hair. So I used that as a bribe. In order to dye her hair, she had to keep her room clean for a month.
Oh.
And then once she dyed her hair, she could lose it just as quickly. She didn't keep her grades up.
What's the craziest hair color she ever dyed her hair?
She did galaxy color. But you know what? If that's what it takes to keep her grades up and keep her in line, I'll go for it. She did all different colors.
Galaxy hair? What kind of color is galaxy
hair? Yeah, I wish we knew what color that was.
It's basically every color put together. It was a hot mess, but don't tell her that.
Let your voice be heard. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
312-946-4995. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman at US 99. We're talking about the bribes that parents do with their kids. And I don't think it's just parents with kids. I think it's also parents with dogs or pets, because I just noticed in my pocket a couple minutes ago, I have a couple dog treats in my pocket. Every pair of shorts or pants that I wear around the house now, I have these dog treats in my pocket, because that's the way that I can like bribe my puppy Jameson, because if she doesn't sit, if she's not doing something, that's the only way that she's going to listen to a parent of a dog.
We live in a bribing world. So I have a 4-year-old son named Tristan, and whenever we have fun somewhere at a friend's house or my family's house and it's time to leave, he starts crying. He doesn't want to leave. And so I figured out if I give him like a 3-minute warning, okay, buddy, hey, we can stay for 3 more minutes. he gets really excited and he enjoys the heck out of those 3 minutes, and then it's easier to leave. So 312-946-4995. Good morning to Julie from South Barrington. How do you trick or bribe your kid?
I take away Fortnite if they don't do what I want them to. My son is crying because he heard me say that.
You never take away a kid's Fortnite. Are you kidding me? Oh, we hear him crying in the background. Put him on the phone really quick.
Adam, look, he wants to talk to you. I'm just kidding. I'm not taking
away. Oh, my gosh. You're already crying.
What's his name?
Otto.
Well, you better get back to attending Otto because the kid's crying hysterically and tell him it's just a joke.
We were just joking, Otto.
I'm just kidding.
You can play Fortnite 24/7. Go ahead.
All right, go handle your kid. Sorry about that.
Oh, thanks.
We got some cash for you coming up at 7:15 this morning. We're talking $1,000, $12,000 a day. Good morning. It's US 99. And parents, that may be a hefty bribe right there, $1,000. But I'm sure that we got to do it, right, every once in a while. Like, we'll let them play video games a little bit longer, maybe some Sour Patch Kids, a trip to McDonald's or Burger King. As parents, that's what you have to do sometimes, bribe the kids to help out, right?
So my neighbors, Matt and Christina, a really, really cool couple, really cool family. And what they did with their daughter, we were at the park one day, and they had set an alarm on their iPhone. So like, she was almost trained where, like, when the alarm goes off, time to go. And she really, and she followed along. I was like, I should do that. It's
what
a really
if she's
good.
She's in the middle of having a blast, like, hey, on the swings
the
or something.
iPhone alarm goes off. It's time to go. 312-946-4995. We're talking about how you got tricked as a kid, how you trick your kids. Good morning, Heather. How did you get tricked?
Well, my great grandmother tricked me by drinking milk. She would tell me that there were invisible vitamins in the bottom of the glass. And when I finished all the milk, that means I got my vitamins. So to this day, I look at the bottom of the glass and I'm like, oh, my vitamins are gone.
It's stuck with you your whole life. Love it.
My whole life. And I do it with my own children.
All right, imagine this for a quick second. Saturday, you and a friend, you got tickets to see Kenny at Soldier Field. You get his new album. You're also going to be going backstage to hang out with Kenny. And US 99 and Styles and Roman, we're going to donate $100 in your name to his foundation. That's the way it's going down all day today. We're going to ticket tag it up, and we're going to be starting that at 7:50.
Yeah, looking forward to that show. We're a couple days away. Good morning. It is Styles and Roman. I'm Roman. I have a 4-year-old son named Tristan. And he's the life of the party wherever he goes. But like on, what is today, Wednesday? On Monday, went to my neighbor's house, hit a ball. But time to leave, he started crying. He doesn't want to leave. Yesterday at my sister's birthday party, same thing. Had a ball with his cousins, but it's time to go. He doesn't want to leave. He starts crying hysterically. So I figured out that when he starts crying a little bit, I said, okay, hey, buddy, you want to stay for 3 more minutes? And he's like, yeah, I do. And he gets so excited for those 3 more minutes, and it kind of eases the pain of us leaving.
You know what? I think that's not going to work in about 10 years when he's like 14 or 15, and then he realizes that 3 minutes is only, 180 seconds? Yeah, he's going to be like, Dad, come on.
But when you're 4 years old, 3 minutes is an eternity. 312-946-4995. We're trying to figure out how you trick slash bribe your kids. So good morning to Carly from Lockport. Do you have kids?
Well, I'm a teacher and a nanny.
Oh. So you've been bribing kids your whole life.
Yeah.
So give us your best parent slash teacher hacks. Like, how do you bribe your kids?
Okay, so I'm a preschool teacher. So when we're doing potty training and everything like that, or if I want them to clean up a toy, I say, go clean up that toy and you get to pick a Skittle or a sticker out.
Hey, that would work on me. I love Skittles.
Oh, but it's only one Skittle.
Only one? It's like a tease.
Yeah.
And what if they don't pick up their toy? No Skittles?
No Skittles. And then they cry and they say, why didn't we get a Skittle? I said, well, you didn't pick up your toy.
You're going to have kids going to the bathroom nonstop because they want more than one Skittle.
Actually, there's one that does that, so.
He's smart.
That's a smart one.
Yes, he is very smart.
FGL said it's simple, so we're going to do just that. How about 3.5 minutes away? 7:15 this morning. All you have to do is text in to win $1,000. But 312-946-4995. Right now, we need parents. We need parents to call us up and let us know how you bribe your kids. Or maybe you're an older kid now. How did your parents bribe you when you were younger? Was it candy? Was it money? Was it video games? What did they say or do to you?
Yeah, I've discovered a parent hack for my 4-year-old son, Tristan. Whenever we have to leave somewhere, he cries hysterically, and I'm like, all right, buddy, hey, 3 more minutes, and then we'll leave. And if for some reason, it makes it easier to swallow, and he enjoys the heck out of those 3 minutes, and then he's ready to leave. So good morning, Mallory. How did you get tricked as a kid?
My dad used to do this to me and all of my siblings. He would give us 5 minutes or 7 minutes and let us choose. and that made all the difference.
So if you were able to choose, why wouldn't you always choose the longer time?
We would, but it was like 2 minutes more. So it didn't matter to him, but it made us never fight him. It worked for bedtime, TV.
I guess I didn't invent the whole 5 minute warning, huh?
I don't know.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. You got any plans for Saturday night? You want some plans? How about Soldier Field? We're talking Old Dominion, Thomas Rhett and Kenny Chesney. Well, 7:50 this morning. We got tickets. We got the new album, and we have an opportunity for you to go backstage. Ooh. We're going to qualify you to meet Kenny Chesney. Now that is an epic Saturday here in Chicago.
But if you're a parent, you know, sometimes you got to bribe your kids to get them to do what you want. Good morning to Abby from East Chicago. How do you bribe your kids?
So my boyfriend's kids, I know they don't eat veggies at their home. So every time they come over, I'll make them shakes. And I tell them, yeah, I add bananas and pineapples and all the fruits they love. But really, when they're not looking, I'll add spinach and broccoli and carrots.
Aren't they ever curious, like, why is this strawberry banana shake orange or green?
Yes. One time they asked me why this shake was green. And I told them, oh, it's a special ingredient. Try it and you'll love it.
It's St. Patrick's Day. We're just celebrating with the Irish.
Yeah, and they absolutely love it.
Good morning, Caitlin from Elmhurst. How did your parents bribe you?
My mom used to pay me $5 for 30 minutes to be quiet because I just wouldn't ever stop talking.
Did you ever say to your mom, hey, mom, give me $15 and I'll be quiet for an hour?
Well, it was like when I was little, so $5 was like a lot of money for a kid.
That's a great parenting technique. Hey, kid, shut up. I'll give you $5.
Yeah, I was okay with it.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99, 750. Those Kenny Chesney tickets, the package, it's going to be yours. But yes, Styles and Roman, this morning we are talking about parents. Unfortunately, sometimes we do have to bribe. And a lot of times at restaurants, you'll see parents give their kids like an iPad. So they'll be quiet and they'll behave and they can have a normal conversation. I think like ice cream is like a big bribe that a lot of parents will use. But I also have like dog treats all the time in my pocket. Not for a kid, but yeah, for a dog.
Those aren't going to work on Tristan.
No, they're not going to work on your little guy, but I mean the dog. I mean, you always got to bribe. There's a way that you bribe people nowadays to get what you want, right?
Yeah, good morning to Deanna from Cortland. How did you get bribed?
Whenever my sisters and I, we went to Menards, my parents always said that if we were good, we could get ice cream. So we always behaved in the store, and then as soon as we left the store, all well-behaved, my parents would drive right past the ice cream store, so we never got any ice cream.
Oh, that's horrible.
So they faked you out?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think like ice cream is probably the number one bribe that parents would do, but not your parents, man. They just trick you.
Yup.
And didn't you guys catch on, like, after it happened, like, 3 or 4 times?
No, we were really young, and it's like, okay, ice cream every time. It's like, this is going to be awesome.
Hey, kids, there's Dairy Queen. Wave. There it is.
Oh, we're not going again?
Bye, Dairy Queen.
Good morning, Lucy from East Chicago. Tell us how you bribe your kids.
I was a single parent, and it was very big at that time that Karate Kid came out. My daughter would get scared, you know, in the nighttime or whenever, and I would just let her know that I knew karate. I didn't know karate.
Wax on, wax off.
She believed me, and she really felt secure and okay. In fact, she would tell her friends that. Oh, don't worry, my mom knows karate.
You have Mr. Miyagi in the closet. We're all good.
I do under the bed, in the closet, yes.
Give us a wax on, wax off, Lucy.
Oh, my God, wax on, wax off. I love that movie.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.